All right, Defy Adventures, welcome back. Today, we're taking a deep dive into the world of Goblins Protocol. More specifically, we're looking at the sometimes tricky process of liquidity removal.
Yeah, it's kind of like venturing into a dungeon, right? Getting in is always the exciting part, but knowing how to get out, that's key.
Absolutely. And for this deep dive, we're going straight to the source, a guide from Goblins Cash themselves called Common Issues with Liquidity Removal on Goblins Protocol.
Because, you know, even in DeFi, even in this decentralized world, little prep work, it goes a long way.
Couldn't agree more. And the guide, you know, they don't waste any time. It gets straight to the heart of the issue, which is that certain token types, well, they just don't play nicely with Goblins Protocol's design.
Right. And it all boils down to how Goblins Protocol is built, you see. It's really designed around SEP 20 tokens.
So when we start bringing in tokens that sort of deviate from that standard.
Well, it's like, imagine a machine, right? It's built for a specific kind of input. If you try to put something different in,
things get jammed up.
Exactly. And in this case, those jams, they translate to some real headaches when you're trying to remove your liquidity.
So before we get to the how to escape the dungeon part of this, let's talk about some of these, shall we say, problem tokens, you know, the ones that tend to cause the biggest issues. What should our listeners be on the lookout for?
Well, the guys actually give some pretty interesting, colorful examples. Fee on transfer tokens, for instance, or FOT tokens.
Oh, those are fun.
They're like, you know, when you try to pay a toll with like a giant sack of pennies?
I can imagine.
Each transaction, it takes this tiny little cut, and all those tiny cuts, they can really, really slow things down.
Yeah, especially in the world of DeFi, where timing and speed, that's everything.
Exactly. And then there's the in-transfer swap or add liquidity tokens.
Yeah.
And those, well, those are a whole other beast. It's like they're trying to do too many things at once.
Sounds complicated. Yeah. Complicated is one word for it. So in transfer swap or add liquidity tokens, those are definitely ones to watch out for. Anything else our listeners should be aware of?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Rebase or reflection tokens are another one. They sound kind of cool in theory. Your token balance like fluctuates based on the protocol activity.
So it's like always changing.
Exactly. But for Goblins Protocol's liquidity removal process, it's kind of like trying to hit a moving target, you know?
Because the protocol is trying to calculate based on like a constantly shifting number.
You got it. And then we've got tokens with maximum transaction or wallet limits.
Which doesn't sound ideal.
Not really, no. Imagine trying to like move a mountain of gold, but you can only carry like one coin at a time.
Okay, yeah, not exactly the seamless DeFi experience most people are going for.
Right. And last but not least, we've got pause tokens. These aren't necessarily a problem, but if a token is temporarily frozen by its developers, well,
you're kind of stuck, aren't you? It's like finding the dungeon exit, you know, then you're home free and then boom, the door's bolted shut from the other side.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's usually temporary, but definitely something to keep in mind, especially in the context of liquidity.
For sure. Okay, so we've successfully navigated the treacherous terrain of problem tokens. But thankfully, our handy-dandy guide from Goblins Cash, it doesn't leave us stranded, right? There are ways to get around these quirks, these little hiccups, and get your liquidity out of Goblins Protocol safely.
Absolutely, yeah. And the first one, and honestly, I can't stress this enough, is prevention. Before you even think about providing liquidity, do your research. A site like SmartScout, for example, that's an invaluable tool. It can tell you exactly how a token is designed to function.
So it's like checking the dungeon map for traps before you even set foot inside.
100%. Like they say, forewarned is forearmed.
Right.
But okay, let's say you're already in it, you're in the thick of it, facing one of these token-related obstacles. The guide actually offers a few pretty clever workarounds.
Okay, let's hear them. What's our first escape route?
So one really interesting solution is using wrapped BCH or WBCH as an alternative output when you're removing liquidity.
Okay, yeah. We've talked about WBCH a little bit on the show before. Can you give us a quick refresher on why it's useful in this kind of situation?
Of course. So basically, WBCH, it acts as a kind of bridge. You're essentially swapping your, you know, your problematic token for WBCH within the removal process itself. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of circumventing the original token's limitations.
Nice. A true DeFi workaround, if I've ever heard one. What about slippage? I know the guide mentions adjusting that, but to be honest, I think for a lot of people, slippage can feel a bit like, you know, a guessing game.
And you don't want to treat it like a one-size-fits-all solution, you know. But sometimes, just a small increase in your slippage tolerance, it can give you that little bit of extra wiggle room you need to account for any kind of price fluctuations while the removal is happening.
Okay, so we're talking about being aware of those micro movements in price that, you know, in a larger transaction, they can really have an impact.
Exactly. Small adjustments, but, you know, strategically applied.
Gotcha. Now, what about those max transaction limits? Those seem particularly tricky to navigate.
Yeah, they can be. According to the guide, the key is strategic withdrawal. So instead of trying to do one massive withdrawal that's likely going to hit that limit, you break it down into smaller chunks.
Divide and conquer. The DeFi way, right? Speaking of which, we can't talk about DeFi without mentioning everyone's favorite topic. Gas fees. Right. Those pesky gas fees. Always lurking in the shadows, waiting to take their cut.
They're the tolls we pay to navigate the blockchain highways. Right. And like you said, it's important to factor them in, especially when we're talking about workarounds like we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. If you need to do multiple smaller withdrawals, for example, to get around those transaction limits, well, that means multiple gas fees too.
Ah, so it really becomes a balancing act then, weighing the potential costs of the workarounds against the value of the liquidity you're trying to free up.
Exactly. Sometimes the smartest move is actually patience. It might be more cost effective to wait for a less congested period on the network, even if it means your funds are tied up a little bit longer.
Got it. Strategic patience. I like it. Well, this has been a fascinating deep dive into the ins and outs of Goblin's protocol. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners before we wrap up? Anything from the guide that really stood out to you?
You know, what struck me most about all of this is how it really highlights something crucial about DeFi in general, something that I think often gets lost in all the excitement around new projects and fancy APYs.
I'm listening.
It's easy to get caught up in the hype, but at the end of the day, understanding the nitty-gritty, the fine print of how a token actually functions, that's just as important, if not more important, than the price of that token.
It's about more than just chasing the shiniest object, the token with the biggest numbers.
Right. It's about understanding the underlying mechanics, the nuances, how those things impact your experience as a user. Goblin's protocol, with its focus on SEP20, that's actually a perfect example of this.
Love that. It's a great reminder that in the world of DeFi, knowledge really is power. The more you know about how things work under the hood, the better equipped you are to navigate these kinds of situations.
100%. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of community resources like the guy we talked about today.
Hey.
The Goblins community is full of experienced users, people who have probably encountered and overcome these exact same challenges.
It's like we always say, right? Learn from those who have braved the dungeons before you. On that note, a huge thank you to all our listeners for joining us on this deep dive into the intricacies of Goblin's Protocol's liquidity removal process. Remember, DeFi is constantly changing and evolving, so stay curious, do your research, and as always, explore responsibly. We'll see you in the next one.